Hi there, and welcome to another edition of the Personal Trainer in Your Pocket with me, Cameron Kane. And today, we're doing a bleep test. That's right, it's my very own multi-stage fitness test, also known as the beep or bleep test, the shuttle run test. This is often used by sports coaches and trainers to estimate an athlete's VO2 max, which is the maximum oxygen uptake of an athlete. Can be done by anyone, as we're going to do today. It's a great fitness test. All you need is this great podcast and a 20 meter sprint lane, which you can do anywhere. I would recommend you do it on a softer surface rather than concrete, but anywhere's okay. This test is especially good for athletes who play games such as rugby, hockey, football, due to its multi-sprint nature. I'm just going to tell you what the bleep test involves and how to do it before we start. Okay, the test involves running between two points 20 meters apart. You have to keep up with the bleeps on the audio test, and there are 20 levels, each of 1 minute. Every level you have to run faster to keep up with the beeps. Starting speed is 8.5 kilometers an hour, and this increases by 0.5 of a kilometer an hour with each new level. Only the top athletes should be able to complete the test. You have to be really fit to go all the way. If you're a beginner, I recommend that you make the shuttles only 15 meters apart rather than 20 to begin with. Build up. I've added some pretty cool music, as you can hear, to the test, so hopefully that's going to push you beyond your limits today. You need to mark out the 20 meter running track using markers, cones or lines to indicate the beginning and the end. When you start with your foot on or behind the starting point, and start the test with the first beat, which sounds like this. You're going to love it. See, I knew you'd love it. So, if you arrive at the end of a shuttle before hearing the beep, you have to wait before running again. You can't get ahead of yourself. You must carry on running for as long as possible until you can no longer keep up with the speed of the test. If you fail to reach the end of the shuttle before the beep, you're allowed to try two or three more shuttles to try and make up the pace before your test is ended. Write down the number of shuttles that you complete. This is your score, and then try and beat it next time round. The next beep you hear will be the beginning of the test. Don't worry, I'll give you a 5 second countdown before that happens. We've got about 30 seconds before we start. Five, four, three, two, one. Level one, go, go, go. Level two. Level 3. Level 4. Level 5. Level 6. Level 7. We'll be right back. Level 8. Level 9. Level 10. Level 11. Level 12. level 13. level 18. Level 20, final level. Congratulations, that is the end of the bleep test. You've done really well, whatever your level. Write it down so you can beat it next time round. Go and stretch off, get something to drink, really hydrate yourself. Rest those muscles. Don't forget to check out Cameron Kane website, www.cameronkane.co.uk. Join my newsletter, get all the information straight to your inbox. And I'll see you soon. This is Cameron Kane, signing off. Have a good one.